Well, summon Shinya Tess. Sif Tess. And we're in the middle of Sif Tess. But Sif Tess is based on the Gemara and the Sefer Shabbos. That Membeis and Medbeis, there's a memory of Rab Chiya. Rab Chiya said three words. Melach einoi kitavlin, that salt is not similar to spices. And there's a machlokes, two lashonos in the Gemara, what Rab Chiya is coming to tell us. That either is coming to tell us, the first lashon of the Gemara is coming to tell us a chumre. That spices are not cooked in a klisheni. But melach, salt, is nizbashel afilu b'klisheni, so salt is more chomo than tavlin. That is the first lashon of the Gemara. And the second lashon of the Gemara is melach is not ketavlin. Tavlin are nizbashel b'kli rishain. And so, afilu b'kli rishin is also not nisbashel. And the Gemara says, Aloshin, v'hayne domar Rav Nachman, tzricha milcha bishula kibisra deture. That in order to cook salt, one needs something that is capable of cooking the meat of an ox. That means you need a very strong bishul. And a klirishain that is not al ha'esh cannot cook the meat of an ox, so what in they can't cook salt. That's a klirishain shaviroi me'esh. So the second lashon of the Gemara is mekel, and holds that one is permitted to put salt in a klirishain which is not al ha'esh, because salt is very difficult to cook. Only al-ha'esh can get cooked. But if it's not al-ha'esh, it can't get cooked. That is the second lashon. And that we had learned yesterday. We had learned yesterday that a klirishin shevirei me'al-ha'esh, so one is not permitted to put in that tamlin, spices, but salt he's permitted to put in. Now, so we're on the third line of the Mechaba. The reason why he's permitted to put in salt in the klirishin shavir me'esh, because it's very difficult to cook salt, it is equivalent to the meat of an ox. And just like the meat of an ox, it's not cooked in a klirishin shevira mi'alayish, who had been salt. Now the Mechaber says, v'yesh misha oisa losais l'soich kliza basa maluach afilu hu shel shel. Now all of a sudden the Mechaber says, then a klirishin that was taken off the fire, if you have meat of an ox that was salted, you're not allowed to put it into a klirishin. Now, we have to understand what the Mechaber is saying. We just used meat of an ox as a dugme, as a symbol of something that afilu a klirishin is not mevasho, if it's shaloi alayish. And salt is similar to bisra de ture. And then the Mechaber brings down, but others say you're not allowed to put bisra de ture that was salted, you're not allowed to put it into a klirishin. So we have to understand what is the Mechaber saying now. So just let's explain how the Rambam is going to explain the Mechaber. So the lashon of the Mechaber could be very misleading. One can understand as follows. Normally, the meat of an axe is a very tough meat, and a clerician cannot cook it. But if you have salted meat, so it seems the salt softened the meat, and now a clerician could cook it. That's how one could mistakenly understand that what the Mechaba is saying. Yesh mishayma, the salted meat is cooked in a clerician. But the Ramah says, well, then we'll see in the Benikin, the Ramah, says, no, that's not shot in the Mechaba. The Mechaba holds that even though meat cannot be cooked in a clearishin, let's see the loss of the Mechaba. Yesh mishayisa, losayis lesayich klizet to put Bosom Aluach Afilu Shosei. Not allowed to put the meat into a clearishin. Not allowed to put it in. So we will see the Ramah will explain Shat and the Mechaba. When he spoke about salt, it'll speak about a minute. The Mechaba is just saying one thing. In every meat, there's the meat, and then there's juice in the meat. That's what we assume, that meat cannot be cooked in a clearishin. That's meat. But the juice that is in the meat can be cooked from a clearishin. So that is what the Mechaba is telling us. The Mechaba is telling us, v'yeshmis, even though I just told you that the bisra, the ture, cannot be cooked in a clearishin, but because I told you that, don't put this meat into a clearishin, because even though the meat will not get cooked, but the juice, what is in the meat, will get cooked from the clearishin, so therefore don't put it in. And that's what the Mechaba mentioned, meat that was salted, he just hung us something practical, because if it's not salted, so then there's dam also, which will be cooked, it'll be dam shepirish, and you won't be able to allow to eat the meat, because forget about Shabbos, the meat wasn't salted properly. So that's why the Mechaba said that there are poskim that hold you're not allowed to put salted meat. Salted meat is talking about alstakashos and kishayla. You're not allowed to put salted meat into a klirishin, even though we had said that meat will not be cooked by a klirishin, but the lachluchis in the meat will be cooked. So therefore, don't put it into a klirishin. That is shot in the we'll just see now again the lashon Mechaba and the lashon Ramah when the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh mishayis alosayis losayis klizeh basa meluach. Afilo hu shel shel hago. So the Ramah says, let me explain to you what the Mechaba is saying. V'nirali the b'loy meluach namiyos. It doesn't mean to say since it was salted, the meat got softened, and therefore you're not allowed to put it into klirishin. No, ela denokad meluach. That what he said. That you're not allowed to put salt in meat. The b'lavochi also mishum dam shaboy. If you're going to put meat that is not salted, so you won't be able to eat the meat because there's dam. It'll be dam shapirish. So that is what the Mechaba is saying. Basa meluach, let us see the Mishnah Berurah Samaches. Reitza loyma basa shenimlach, meat that was salted, vohudach kedin, and later you made hadoch on it, you washed off the bloody salt. Shel shoyr, and you're not allowed to put this in a klirishin. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that neheida basa ene misbashel. Even though the Gemara told us that the tough meat of an ox will not get cooked in a klirishin, but in the meat there are juices which will get mispashel. The b'loy meluach, Hainu, so the Gemara is telling us, the loy nitel loyma, don't make a mistake. The atam sha'oisa, the reason the mechaba asad bosa meluach, hu mishum da melech merakecha bosa. So that's what he means. Because if you salted the meat and the meat gets softer, then it will be nizbashel neklirishim, mizbashel achakach bechlirishim. Elo, da filo b'lay nimlech klal oyo also the sitnoi bibnei alachluchis. The mechaber is telling us that one is not permitted to put meat into a klirishim because of the juices which are in the meat, which will get cooked from the klirishim. Now, for the knock at the mechaber. Baluach, the loyhoi maluach, or yosel lesitna mibnei yisr dam, then you wouldn't be allowed to put it there to eat it out the dam, because they say, baloy yisr Shabbos. That means the cooking will make it dam shepirish, it's not dam eivorim, and then it will be yosel. So this is the vial we had. The Mechaba Paskin brought down the second Loshen in the Gemara, that what Rav Chiya said, Melach Einoi Ketavlin, is telling us a Moyodike Kulev, that even though Tavlin will get cooked in a klirishim, but salt will not get cooked in a klirishim, because salt is something very difficult to cook. It's kibischa de tule. Fine. Now, v'yesh oisrin. Loseis melach afilu b'klisheni kolz man shayad seledes boy. Now there's other poiskim. We said there's two lashaynes in the Gemara. So there's other poiskim will paskin like the first loshen. Melach einei ketavlin. That means that even though tavlin one is permitted to put into a klisheni, salt one is not permitted to put into a klisheni. So the salt is more chomer than tablin. So the Ramah says, V'yesh oizchem losis melech afilu b'klisheni kolzman shehayad seledes boy. Zok the Ramah, there's a machloikis. So meikadin, we paskin like the mechaber. V'yesh mi yesh oizchem. V'amachmer tovoy olov broche. But this is Amirdike Remor, and someone wants to go to Eretz Yisrael to get a brocha from Chaim Kanievsky. Thus, here, by being machmer and not putting salt in a klisheni, you get a brocha from the Bali Toysusen. But Bali Toysusen said, Tovoy Olav Broche. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. This is a broche which is very hoshev. What?
Oh, but they don't put salt in the food at all.
No, we're just talking about a klisheni. We'll see. So, if you don't put salt in the klisheni, we'll see. We'll elaborate a lot on this nekudim. If you don't put salt in the klisheni because you want to be machma mishum chumre de Shabbos. So you want to be machma like the, not that you're on a soul diet, you have high blood pressure, so that's something else. And you mekayem nishmat amelo namshisechem, that's something else. Thank you, my mitzvahs. But if a person is machma al stochimer of Shabbos, he wants to be chayish, there's two lashaynis in the Gemara, there's a machloikis ha-poiskim ha-tapaskin, it's not bullshit. There are many poiskim of paskim, like the second lashon that soul is not nishmashal philippically rishin. But there's other poiskim of paskim like the first lashon that the soul does nishmashal philippically sheni. So the Ramah says that if a person is machma tovei olav brocha. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh Oisrim, Bigmore Ike Tre Lishne Bose, there are two Lishinus. Lishne Basre, have a Melach Lekulam. So Melach is more kill than tavlin. The kosher is marshal kibisre de ture. You cannot cook it, but just cannot be cooked in a klisheni. אפילו נקלי ראשן, כמשרד התורה, משום הוכי מות אפילו בכלי ראשן, כשהעבירו ימי האיש. It's not על האיש. So just like משרד התורה cannot be cooked in a clear ראשן, הוא עדין מלח. וללשני קאמה, הווה מלח לחומרה. ואפילו בכלי שני מסבשל. אפילו בכלי שני מסבשל. Uposku Raiva Poiskim. Now, in this Tulashain is in the Gemara. Now, how do we paskim? Uposku Raiva Poiskim Kilishna Baska. Raiva Poiskim Paskim, like the second lotion, that salt will not be Nisbashel Afilu Miklirishen. Elo mipnei sheyesh machmirim, but there are others which are machmer, and they hold that salt can be nisbashel afilu b'klisheni, v'chein kosav the machmer tovi olav brochev. That a person is machmer is tovi olav brochev, and that's that. Fine. V'hani mili. He says, now let's speak about Lemaisa. This whole shaila is b'melach shechoitrim. So the pashtus means that salt that is mined, so that salt was not cooked. So that salt wasn't cooked. So now we have a shaila, but salt mitzad atzmoi, is it nisbashel afilu b'klisheni or afilu aklirishin cannot be mevashel? So we have here machloikas apaiskin. So we have here our guidelines. If mikar adin roi paiskin hold and one can put in the klirishin, but amach metovei lebrocha we are chayish that it can be nisbashel afilu b'klisheni. Fine. Avol melach sho'isin b'mayim, mimayim, but salt that is derived from salt water, shemevashlin oisom, this water is cooked, ein by mishum bishul l'kul alme, dein bishul achel bishul. That means it was cooked already. So, look at the lekamon besif tezayin. Ein bishul acher bishul. V'chein besuke muter mehaytime litnoi beklirishen la'acher sheviluhu min ha'esh. Now, let's just go a little further and then we'll try to elaborate. V'yesh shemefakpikim bozev. Others are mefakpik, afilu salt that was cooked. Also, you shouldn't put it into a kli rishon. V'toiv lizoya mikli rishon lechatchilo. So then, the Mishnah Berurah says, I mean, l'maise, it's preferable not to put it into a kli rishon. You can put it into a kli sheni, not into a kli. This is toiv. Now let us explain what is happening over here. This shtik Torah, that salt that is cooked, salt we get from salt water, it's cooked. So this you're allowed to put into a kli rishon. This is a Mogen Avraham. Now, what is the lumdus of the Mogen Avraham? So the Mogen Avraham went with Amoyer de Columbus. The Columbus was, we have guidelines, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'dova Yovesh. something that is was cooked, and it's a dove yovish, we paskin ein bishel lach a bishel. B'dove lach, we hear a machlekes the machaber and the remor. The machaber holds a dove lach that was cooked, we say, yesh bishel lach a bishel, unless this yadzei lettuce. And the remor says we hold ein bishel lach a bishel, if it is at least poishim, if it's warm, then we say ein bishel lach a bishel. But if it's cold, you also say, yes, bishul acha bishul. Fine. Now, let us think for 1 minute. We have, I'll take salt. It's a dove yovish. I have granules of salt. It's a dove yovish. So I'll go and put it into my cleish. And bishul acha bishul, dove yovish. But as soon as I put it in, it dissolves. And it becomes a dove lach. Now it's a dove lach. So we hold yes, bishul lach, bishul. But now I'm not doing anything. I didn't do anything. When I put in a dove yovish. Now it became a dove lach. That's not my geshest. It's such a smorah. And the smorah is brought down, The svara is brought down, the Magen Avraham brings down the svara, and the halacha is you're allowed to take gelled fat and put it in a mokim that it's going to become lishamim, and the klirishen, if it's not alaish, I'll say bishel acha bishel, even though this gelled fat will melt and will become a dove lach. But you don't look at it in that oifen. Now it's a dove yovish, it's a dove yovish. And let us just... I know it's going to become, but I didn't do it. That means that the chiyuv bishul is on my maise. My maise was to put a dove yovish alaish, which is mutter. What happens later is not through my maise, and that's a smore. That means psikreisha means I'm doing it now. Psikreisha means I'm schlepping a bankel and I'm going to make a chitz now. So that's called
the same thing. You're opening up a refrigerator off the swara, and the door is open, and there's a little split second between the door and the fit for life. It's not real nice either.
Ain't a chanami. The shaylism is before the split second. That means that I brought in the hot air that activated the hot air that comes in. Is the hot air. So that means like I threw hot air. That means it would be possible to picture this. There's a thermostat, and I'll take hot water and I'll throw it on the thermostat. So that's called my maise. That's called, I did it. You threw the hot water. But if I opened it up, no hot water, no hot air came in. Later hot air came in, that's not my mice anymore.
The age,
what?
Is that because I have to do that, like, take the age from a process?
No, that's Isha Mishum Chitz over there. It's Yumitzarev's Al Kaponim with a Ruch Mitzuyim. But that is the smore. And just to see a makir to this svarim. Let us just see for 1 second. In Shin Yud Ches, the Mishabure, Sis Koton Lamed Gimel. Let us see that this is the second to the last line of the Mechaber. Let us just see, this is in Siv Dalad in the Mechaber, and the next to the last line, let's just say the Lashon of the Mechaber, we'll see a Mishnah Berurah. Avol Dovol Shenizbashel Kvar. This is the Mechaber that says, Yesh Bishul Page Kuf Lamed Dalad. So next to the last line, Avol, the Mechaber holds by a Dovol Lach, Yesh bishalach and bishal, but it's not yatzei ledes. Avol, now here the machaber, the big machmer, the machaber. Avol dovol shenis bashal kvar vuhu yovesh, something that was cooked and it's dry. You know, try. Mutter l'shloisei b'chamim b'shabbos, you're allowed to put it into a kli rishon b'shabbos. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Simchat Lamed Gimel. Afilu b'kli rishon reiseyach, you have a kli rishon reiseyach, kedei sheyiye limuach shom v'yiye dovolach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and this is really Pshat in HaGemara, this is Pshat in HaGemara, Magen Avraham, V'Shalachin, this is the Makar of the Magen Avraham. So here he says, Mamish is Halacha. I'm allowed to take a double yovesh to put it into a kli rishon reiseyach, kedei sheyiye nemuach shom, it should melt, or dissolve the yiyya dover loch, then bishul acha bishul. And bishul acha bishul. So here we see clearly, and the Makar of this is a Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos. So here we see clearly that there is such a halacha. So the Magen Avraham said, if the salt was cooked, so Mamel said, Dover Yovesh, you'll have to put it into kli rishon. And that was the Magen Avraham's. He brings it away from this tin. That's how the Magen Avraham's did. Now, let us, but the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh mefakpekin, and we have a whole. Now, the Makar of this Yesh mefakpekin is a Mordechai. The Mordechai says, Nishtik Torah that the Magen Avraham said, if it's cooked, you're allowed to put it into kli rishon. The Mordechai brings down one of the Rishonim, told them this, that this our salt is cooked, so you're allowed to put it into kli rishon. So the Mordechai says, Mikol Okeim, Amachma Tova Yolam Ocher. Now, there's a shaila exactly which case the Mordechai is speaking about. But many Achronim learn pshat that the Mordechai is speaking about this case. Because the flow of the Mordechai is like this, that even though it was cooked, amach matovi olabrochim. Now, let us just explain two reasons Two reasons why one should be machma. One reason is, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yilei Rabbe, and he says this pshat, and the Jewish brings down Rab Moshe, which seems to say this pshat. According to the second day, raw salt. Raw salt to put into a kli sheni is shitas apayskin that hold that it's also raw salt is also. I'm going to cook my salt and I'm going to put it in. Now, when a person sees you putting in salt, you don't have a tag. This is cooked salt. I mean, so it's near kimavashel. There's a small to say it's nirik and mabashel because the salt can be cooked in a kli sheni. So machma tovi olabroche. So mele. So that what I cooked it, since it is not, you cannot by the naked eye by putting this salt into the kli sheni. So mele. No one can tell the difference if it was cooked or if it wasn't cooked. So Mamela, that's why there's a svara to be machma. Fine. And according to this svara, one should be machma for a little bit klisheni. And the Mishnah Berurah says he would have been machma by a klisheni, but there's a big dayesha that says the moltri doesn't mean this. He's talking about something else. He's talking about raw salt, not about cooked salt. So Mamela, that's who is machma by a klirisha. That's one mahalach to learn shat the klirisha. And the klirisha, he was machma out this svare. Maybe it's nirikim avashel. It's nirikim avashel. There's a second svore, and we won't go into the oimek hadvorim. There's a second svore that salt is different than fat. Fat, there's a halacha, you put fat in into a klirishin and it dissolves. That's musa. That's a gemara, it could be. Salt, for some reason, is different. We won't go into the oimek advarim. So others learn pshat that by salt we are machma, that since it becomes right away a davar lach, since it becomes right away a davar lach, so memele, since it becomes right away a davar lach, so, and then by a davar lach, there's a din, yesh bishel lach ha-mishel, so that is why we are machma. That's why we should. So, but we have a lach, a davar lach. Shinis Bashi lot to put into Klisheni. So that's on Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah said, don't be machmed by a Klisheni. I feel we will assume that it has a din of a double lah. Shinis Tanein. But he passed before a few places. Like the Brutcholim Shenistanen, the Tisen Shenistanen, it was cooked. You're allowed to put it into a klisheni, even though. So that's the pastus of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, so on Kaponim, so now we know the klirishin, who puts it into klirishin, you have a pot of soup, and you have to put the salt in the pot, they'll put it into klirishin, it's in a klirishin, when it was cooked, Baruch Hashem. But now, in our modern times and age, we have to know, we really don't know what's happening. They bring down that, perhaps in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, the sea salt was cooked. Fine. Bismaneinu, it's not cooked. It's not cooked. So what is it? It's as follows. Is the sea salt, they take this beds of salt. So that means the sea water goes into these beds and the water goes away and the sun is shining and the salt of the water separates from the water, but it's still dampish. It takes this out of the salt beds. It's still dampish. Fine. So what do? So they go, first of all, they spin the salt to that the moisture should go away. And then they heat it with hot air. They dry it with hot air. So now, to be one of the two. Could be this drying process is a fear. It's not bishul. There's no bishul over here. The salt that we get is not cooked. The sea salt that we get is not cooked. Forget about it. It is, the process is first, it is the first one. First, they spin it that the moisture that is in the salt should leave the salt, and then they heat up the salt. They heat up the salt. So it's one of the two. So either this dry heat is afiyah. So now we're really in hot water. So now we have. So the salt was baked. The salt wasn't cooked. The salt was baked. And now, so perhaps you shouldn't put it into a cliche. Again, we have to understand one thing. We have a machlekes apoiskim. We have a machlekes apoiskim if salt is nisbashel. According to Meikara, then you can put salt and forget about it. It was cooked. The salt you can put into a cliche. That's Meikara then. But we're looking for brachas, which are very chashiv bizman hazeh. See, we want to be from the Machmirim, the Tovei Ola Brocha, Brocha from the Bali Taisa, from the Rishonim. So we want to get a Brocha. So the Bali Taisa said, if you want to get a Brocha, don't put it in the Klisheni, because a Klisheni is Mabashal soul. So we thought, but our soul is cooked, so then there's no problem. But there is a problem. Our salt is not cooked. So it was baked. So baking won't help to put it into a klisheni. So that's one svara. Others say this heating process It's not called baking either. Baking means that there was a heat that changed the mahus of the machu. It tastes different. This is only drying it. So Moshe says tea leaves which are dried is nothing. Nothing happens to it. We dried. They dried with hot air, fine. But it's not cold baked. So nothing happened with it. So if nothing happened with it, So it's not cooked. It's not cooked. So we have the raw salt, and we can still have paraina broche from the Balei Tosfos. We'll put it into a kli shlishi. Well, can we make all that? The ladle perhaps makes it a kli sheni, and the soup is a kli shlishi. No. That perhaps we can do some amela, but the soup was poured from the kleishin into the dish, into the bowl. So then we have our opportunity to get a broche from the Balei Tosfos. I once heard from someone, a Chassidish Yid, he said, by Chassidim, they say it's better to have the soup without salt and get a broche from the Balei Tosfos and forget about the Yonig Shabbos. I'll kapon him. The broche is a choshev investment. So these are all the svaris which have to be understood when we learn this Mishnah Berurah. Why he was, there's two reasons why we can say why he was machmer. After, that's by sugar, they have the same thing by sugar. Sugar, I don't know if sugar is cooked, I don't know, but the salt they bring down.
Do we treat it as a suffix of rice or a suffix of
wine? We're only speaking about the abundance of it because me ikara didn't we pass in
sugar.
What?
With sugar.
By sugar.
No, salt is like
a salt. Okay. Sugar, I don't know. Sugar, again, we have here the zikha, there's a mokim to be mekul. I mean, you have a Magen Avraham that's mekul. The Magen Avraham says that that one is going to melt. It has a din of a dover yovish. If the sugar is cooked, you have to know exactly what happens with the sugar. We have to know the process, how they make sugar. So if the sugar is cooked, then we have l'chadchila to be machmer, not to put into kli rishon, to put it into kli sheni. If it's cooked, if it's not cooked, I don't know. I don't know because you have to know exactly the... There I saw in the Ravid Ashulchan, he brings down the badats, was mafarsam, and the sugar is not cooked. And the salt is not cooked. This was the badats put this out, that you should know that it's... We don't have cooked salt. By sugar, I don't know. Afilohu, now let us go a little further. Oh, now let's go further to the Ramah. Vim Ovar. V'nosan melach afilu b'kli rishon afilu hu al ha'esh. She'ovad isurat. Now we're talking about a person who did a real mechal Shabbos. He was really mechal Shabbos. That means that you had soup on the flame, a kli rishon al ha'esh, which is zikha mavashel, it's mavashel meat, it's mavashel salt, and he went and took off the cover, and he heard that he forgot to put salt in the soup, and you have 20 guests, so they put now salt in the soup al ha'esh, shema shemaim. So this is chilul Shabbos. This is chilul Shabbos. You cook the salt. There's no shayla about it. So we're talking about not cooked salt. So this is a real chilul Shabbos. She'omad isura. He was over an iser. She'omad isura. But what's with the soup now? Okay, and this we'll do tshuva already about this, so we'll take care of this later. Is the 20 dinner guests with the soup. What are they allowed to have the soup? Mutar hamachu. You're allowed to eat the soup. Ramelach bottle algabi hamachu. The melach, the salt becomes bottle. Now, well, let us see. Oh, very good, those Mishnah Berurah. You're asking a very good question. What? What for Shesh Matizan?
You can eat after Shabbos.
We're talking about that. Very good. So you're asking a good kasha. There's a time. You're asking a good kasha. These are the kashas that should definitely be asked. Now let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. Afilu da'algabi yeish, afilu b'sakeh shulchan aruch also. Now this is also. Da'amelach botu. You taste the salt. Before, you didn't taste the salt, but now you taste the salt. Shani hochet, the remorse speaking about a case that they put salt in before Shabbos, but that was not enough salt. And now they're putting in more salt, and now it tastes good. So the taste that I am tasting now comes from two sibis. It comes from the salt of Erev Shabbos and the salt of Shabbos. We'll see in a minute. That means the amount of salt that was put in now would not be nice and tam. But Betziruf, that means that there was a half a teaspoon of salt put in Erev Shabbos, and half a teaspoon was put in Shabbos. Now it tastes good. So, but the whole taste that I taste now is coming from a Sibishel Heter and a Sibishel Isser. But let's read what I say. Im hoye b'melech she'achshav levadai k'day litein tam. But let's see, put in enough salt. Now, forget about yesterday's salt. He put in enough salt that it is one is magish the tam from the salt that was put in Shabbos. Also, so then we don't have a remor. Also, hamachul ad meisoy Shabbos. Im noisein mibaklik sh'oimed aleish. Let's finish the Mishnah. We're speaking about salt that was mined. So the mice, it is a shayla bishul deraisa. Aber b'melech shenase b'mayim shemevashli neles ha'machol. So it's cool. So yizichu nase the machol and bishul achabishul. That is the shayla vidal time. The stam that you had asked als. It's a dover sheyesh le matirim, so there's a Rabbeinu Simcha that spoke about this also. The klal of dover amirni kigoinis, the klal that dover sheyesh le matirim does not become bottle in Shabbos, that's tafke if I had an iser before, and it fell into heter in Shabbos. So we say, and it's another, my soy Shabbos will be mutter, so don't be samech on bittul, and don't be samech on bittul, and we have to eat it, my soy Shabbos. But if you have a Easter that is neilad bitaruvais, that means like the first I have grapes in water, and the grapes are producing juice or wine, which is noilad, that's coming out of the grapes in Shabbos. So if this juice would come out in a separate keli, so that's noilad, you know, I'll eat it. But if the grapes were put into water, and when the juice comes out, so it comes out bitaruvis, that means as soon as it comes out, it never was once Isser, and then it became the Sarif. As soon as it came out, there was a taruvis. So memele, so there's no dinam dovish yeshle matirim. Zukta Rabbeinu Simche as follows. He says, you put salt And carrot will be no salt, it doesn't get cooked right away. And because in salt doesn't get cooked, unless it's going to get cooked. Okay. So I put in salt in aleish, in the soup aleish, and I put it in. Now, it dissolves right away. Salt dissolves right away, fine. But it didn't get cooked right away because salt doesn't get cooked so easily. So what is the Megashim Dinyam? I put in this salt, let's say 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I put the salt in the pot aleish, fine. Now, 5 seconds after 12, was this, it's dissolved already, was the salt cooked yet? No, it takes time for salt to cook. You see, so it's first going to get cooked 20 seconds after 12, not 5 seconds, 20 seconds after 12. Now, so when does it become osur b'achila? When is the chilul Shabbos? 20 seconds after 12. 20 seconds after 12, I have salt here, which is going to get cooked, which is also. So this salt is neilat b'tahuris. That means when it became iser, it was mu'urim in yosu, so ma'mele is muta. So that is the, that's why there's no, the Chaim of Dover Sheyesh Lamantirim, this is a swerve of the Rabbeinu Simcha, the Mir Allah brings us down.
The care that the day of this, so he said that there's a Shinoi going on in the Mitzvah of the
Mitzvah.
So he was saying, once it's melted, why would you call it Bishel?
Then because it melts up a little in cold water also. Bishel has nothing to do with dissolving. There's Bishel and dissolving. Salt dissolves. Yeah. Dissolving is not Bishel. Tzivyut, also litein tavlin b'ka'oro, you're not allowed to put tavlin spices in a dish, the lares alei miklirishin, and to pour on the spices from a klirishin. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The av de tavlin ein misbashel b'klishin yechanal. We said before, tavlin will not get cooked in a klisheni. Mikol mokim ha'iroi miklirishin kaimelon du mevashel kidei klipe. It's mevashel, the outer surface of the tavlin. Va'afilu b'dieved also im ilo v'hegi aleim shlei nifsa kakiluach. So if I had a urn or I had a teapot, and I poured on tavlin, so tavlin is mevashel miklirishin, is mevashel kedei klipe, so mamele, it will be also, then it will be also.
That's because of the ladle is like a klirishin, the iroi is...
No, the iroi is a din of a klirishin, no ladles, we're not talking about a ladle.
Oh, yeah, iroi and the klirishin running to klirishin.
Yeah, so but it hit the tablum first. So
let me just say, what was there might look fire? I don't maybe it was just a smoking like tati gobar.
So tati gobar makes that the whole thing doesn't get cooked. Only can the klipa gets cooked. But with your tati gobar, can the klipa will get cooked. So now, what it should be messiah, the dish brings down the yeska kasha. This din that Iri is mevashel kidei klipe is a machlekes harishainim. Rabbi Nitam holds it's mevashel kidei klipe, the Rashbam holds it's not mevashel, period. Iri is not mevashel, it's a machlekes. So memela, so they ask on this Mishabur said, whenever there's a machlekes in the halacha, so when we come to Asa the Machel, so to Asa the Machel is an issur de Rabbonon. I mean, if you're allowed to do it, it's a suffix that I said, fine. You'll ask, I'm allowed to pour from a tea kettle on the tavlin. The Mechaba Paskins is also, and then good, it's a machlok, fine. That's in what to do. But after it was over and done with, now you want to consummate. The knas is at the Rabbonim. According to the Rabbein Tam, there was a Chilul Shabbos. According to the Rashbam, there was no Chilul Shabbos. So they bring down, they ask on this Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says this, he said in a few places, wherever there is a suffix, a machlokes ha'poskim, the Yemen will not ask the machos. Why did he ask the machos over here?
There's no therapy.
I know. Well, that's what I know of. How do you actually use the Shabbos?
Well,
yeah.